good news, everyone!
Time for fun!
It's time for another episode of Blessing of Frost, a World of Warcraft podcast hosted by Magic and Kern.
Hey there, I'm Kern, and welcome to episode 41 of Blessing of Frost. With me on this wonderfully warm Monday, November evening is Magic.
Is it? It's warm by you?
It's
Aren't
hot.
You in Canada? Doesn't that not exist?
I know,
word?
Right?
I'm surprised you even have a word for both the you know, hot and warm.
It's actually quite warm. It's about 18 degrees Celsius, which is somewhere in the realm of about 65, 64
in
Fahrenheit.
Real, you know, degrees.
Real degrees are Celsius. Thank you.
No, you're wrong.
But no, that's okay. I'm right.
Not in ones that actually matter, I guess. I apologize.
So how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm consuming delicious brownies that I made with JD, that we created dark chocolate brownies with sea salt.
Okay.
Yes, I don't know how that comes into play at all, besides the fact that they're freaking delicious.
I think that the more interesting part of this is that you have your voice back.
Well, yeah, that's a very, very positive thing as well. And it's funny because the past couple days I haven't felt that well overall, and I thought I was getting sick again. But lo and behold, not quite the truth, because I've been coughing a lot less today. So I think we're heading on the good side of the slope of sickness. I don't really know where I was going with that.
And
I was
what the hell?
I don't know. I was trying to think if that's like down the downhill or the uphill of like being sick. But uphill is a negative, and downhill just sounds negative. I'm not really sure.
Over the hill, over the hump.
I guess so. But I'm past that. I'm like almost done being sick. We're on the last leg of the journey. How about that?
That works.
Yeah,
I could go with that.
All right, I like
the
that.
Last leg of that legendary quest.
That. Oh, I see what you did there. That's cute.
I thought so.
Yeah. I guess that's enough about brownies, though, for now, even though they're wonderful and delicious and chocolatey.
They do sound delicious.
They are wonderful. I love sea salt and dark chocolate. Anyway, yeah, besides the fact, anything exciting happened to you with you this week?
Kind of.
Really?
Kind of.
My goodness.
I first of all, I neglected to mention some stuff in my week last week because I was half asleep because I had had 90 minutes of sleep the night before.
That is a small number of sleep.
Yes. basically, I decided to go get my classic Dungeon Master achievement and my classic Raider achievement. And so I went through and I did, let me see. Let's see here. Rage Fire Chasm.
So you're literally checking right now?
I'm actually looking at my achievements. Rage Fire Chasm, which, by the way, is not the easiest thing to find
if you're
Alliance.
Haven't been there. You've done it. Yeah. I know you've
no,
done it.
No, I've done the instance.
We've done it.
But on Kern, I can't queue for it.
No, but so, you've been there as Kern.
Oh, yeah. But that was way before achievements came into existence.
I guess that's
so it
true.
Doesn't count. Yeah, unfortunately. So Razor Friend Crawl as well. Oh, wait, hang on. Rage Fire Chasm. Nomergon did that. I hate that place. Alda, also terrible. Scarlet Monastery, I just had to go kill Mograine in the cathedral. Razorfen Crawl, Razorfen Downs. And then I'm like, well, I'm just missing one dungeon for Classic Raider. And so I went and I soloed the Ruins of Ankirash.
Wow.
Like, I remember wiping heinously to Kurnax and General Rajax. You know what I did?
I killed the waves.
You know what? I didn't even pull the waves. I snuck through, ran through, and feigned death.
Huh.
Yeah, didn't even have to pull Rajax. I decided to kill Buru just because I could, and that wasn't difficult. And then I just skipped everything else and went straight to the last guy, Osirian the Unscarred, I think his name is. And killed him. Wasn't very difficult. Got my Classic Raider. And then the last thing that I need to do to get Classic Dungeon Master was Black Fathom Deeps, which is hilarious because that was my very first instance with Fog and Luika. We tried to three-man the instance.
I like the word tried.
tried. Just getting to the instance was difficult enough. Through all the trash to get to the instance portal. As soon as we get to the instance portal, my brother, because we were on the phone together at the time, he's like, okay, we're at the instance. I'm like, that we weren't in the instance yet.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like 27. And Luika, another hunter, he was like 28 or so. And Fog was like, I guess 30 on his druid. So he's like bare DPSing, not even actually tanking, but bare DPSing. Anyway, so that was my very first instance. And so now, 6 years later, I finally completed the instance on my Toon.
Wow. You're so good at this game.
I'm great at this game.
The best ever.
The best round.
Yep.
Let's see. And I also finished up all the lunch quests, like the let's do lunch, a bunch of lunch cooking quests in all the major Alliance cities. Did all of the fishing stuff, quests in all the Alliance cities. And then I was doing Molten Front dailies, which I haven't done since. And the one person I was missing for the have we met achievement was Chromie. Like I'd been missing Chromie for like literally the entire time. I'd never even seen Chromie on any tune. And so I'm griping about it in guild chat, and Takari's like, well, let me come out there and we'll see what my person is. Maybe we'll get lucky. And wouldn't you know it, it was freaking Chromie. So I got that achieved. So thank you to Takari. Here is your shout out as promised. Thank you. And then he and I both ended up doing the Fiery Lords of Sethria's Roost by killing some of the elites there.
Missing one of those, and I soloed the rest.
And you soloed the rest?
I soloed, I think, three of them. And the fire one got me. And I was really pissed off because I got it. I got it to like 2% before I died, and I was really, really angry. Because at first I didn't even know about it, and then I killed a couple, and then I saw there was an achievement for it, and I was like, oh, okay, this is pretty cool. And I went down to do the fire one, which is the last one, and he got me when he was at 2%. Really long fight.
Rough. Well, I can come out there and heal you or something.
Oh, I guess it would be easier if that happened.
Yes. Although we all know my track record about healing you with regards to fire.
Yeah, how about that? That was lava. That makes you feel any better.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. It was lava. Apart from that, I got into leveling my mage. Because you mocked me for not having my mage to 85 yet.
That's the whole reason?
No.
Oh, okay.
But that's part of it. But Choice is trying to get the Stay Classy achievement, and they're missing a bunch of Dwarven tunes at 85 with Honored Rep. So I was at 83 with my mage, and I'm like, well, I am fully rested. May as well just go Dwarf and, get to 85.
And how
so
far?
So I did it. Yeah.
Done?
It took me literally 6 hours of playtime to get from 84 to 85. In part because I went dungeoning with Jay and Tia. Tia is tanking on her pally. Jay is healing her on a baby druid. And then I was like, arcane blasting everything. All the things. And so that was kind of fun. I got to listen to Tia freak out as she tried to tank Osric in Stonecore and such. But you know what? She expects me to be all, mean to her. And, she really does. She's like, oh, this is going to go in the podcast, isn't it? And I'm like, maybe. Yes. But, she actually did a really good job. Of course, I did check to make sure she had righteous.
How surprised she was? My goodness.
Oh, man.
Look at what you've done.
I checked to make sure she had Righteous Fury on. But apart from that, it went very well. And her compulsive need to pull was satisfied, and she was on a pally, so if we needed to wait, it was fine. She didn't like run out of rage like she did with her druid back in BC. So we had a good time. We did a few runs together, both I guess like when I was 83 no when I was like 80 I don't know 84 80, I want to say 83, 84. And well, they were 82, and then they dinged 83, and then I was like 85 all of a sudden, but we still did some runs together. So that was fun. So I'd like to thank Jay and Tia for that. But yeah, apart from that, mage news, Takari. Yeah, no. So thanks to Takari again for the Chromey thing. That was pro. And again, to Jay and Tia for having me along. That was fun.
I did consider leveling my Death Knight to do the dwarf thing, but yeah. Then it turns out I didn't need to.
No.
Pretty quickly after that.
That is correct.
Yeah. So much for that.
Yeah, for those of you who are unaware, in Apotheosis, like, spurred on by Choice's desire to get the Stay Classy achievement, we've decided that we want that too. To actually focus on, and we're close. All we were missing was a dwarf rogue, dwarf mage, dwarf DK, dwarf warrior. And so Cronus, who is one of our tanks, Death Knight tank, he decided to race change his warrior alt, and his DK both into dwarves.
Yep. So much for leveling my Death Knight.
Yep.
Almost.
Poor Madge.
It happens. Oh yeah, that's that character's name, isn't it?
It is.
How about that? What have I done? I considered leveling that character. I've been doing some dailies. I don't know about
really.
It's less consistent, but it's been when I remember. I've actually made the time to go on there and do all the ones I can do. So that's good.
And how often do you tend to remember?
I'd say like every other day. I've been getting it done. It's not terrible.
It's not bad.
Nah, it's not like once
a week.
I gotta
pick up the pace, man.
I know. Are you, how many, you have two
vendors. How many marks do you have?
Well, you have two vendors open, though, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty much, I think the next time I do dailies, I'll have the second one open. So you're still ahead.
Yeah.
How many marks do you have after that vendor?
I don't know, probably like 50, if that.
How many do you get per day of doing dailies?
I don't know.
No,
really?
Figured maybe you'd know.
You're asking me that?
You have more than I do. Didn't we just have that discussion? Right?
I'm pretty sure it's more than you, but that's about it.
That's not helpful.
That's the important thing.
Oh.
That's very helpful. As long as it's more than magic, I win at life.
Really? As long as you've done more dailies than me, you win at life.
That is correct.
That's its own level of sad that I can't currently go into, but I would love to at some point.
I think the word you're looking for is awesome.
Yeah, that was it. Sorry, that's what I meant. Awesome. Very good.
There
Thank you
go.
For correcting me.
Anytime.
Or just giving me that word I was looking for. I have made more posts on my blog, which is cool. Because I have
magicsmissives.com.
I have like two now. That's exciting. Actually, I guess technically...
Well, you have three.
Oh, yeah, but the first one was like, welcome. I don't count that.
Yeah, but people care about that. That's got your most number of comments so far.
Oh boy. So, I have those, and I'm happy about them so far, and I'll probably write another one this week, but we'll see. That's been fun and exciting. And welcoming someone new to the League of Legends that I've recently been into is Hestia, who started playing.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Played a bit with Hestia, I think it was yesterday, pre-raid, and played three games with her and Void and Seraph, and we won all three, which is awesome, and played with Palantir for a bit as well.
That's crazy.
It was an awesome few rounds. We had like four people and then five people, which is a full team of all people I knew, so that's always fun.
Hestia was on Twitter the other day, and she was talking about how she couldn't believe it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and she'd just spent like 5 hours playing League of Legends. And I'm like, aren't you supposed to be doing National Novel Writing Month? What's your word count?
NaNoWriMo, all right, is clearly is secondary awesome. To League of Legends.
Bite your tongue.
No. How many words do you have?
I'm not actually participating this year. This is the first year
gosh.
Since 2002
to that.
That I'm not participating because I have too much crap to do.
So zero. That's the answer to my question.
Wow.
Oh, okay. I was just figuring it out.
How about this? A previous NaNoWriMo effort of mine, which at the time I stopped at about 30,000 words, is now up to 63,000 words. So there. That's the one I sort of keep pecking away at.
But I mean, for this November.
I'm not doing it for this November. The answer is zero.
So the word you're looking for instead of that big sigh was yes. I guess, is what I'll take away from this. See, I can help you too with your words. Isn't that fun?
You're an ass.
I like that.
Yes,
that works
it's
out.
So much fun. Yep.
Outside of that, not too much excitement. I guess, yeah, I don't know. Lots of rating and such. Hooray.
Oh, I have an addendum.
An addendum to what, your week?
And it's not just you're an ass, although that's fun. That's so I had to get that in there. Hot tip, magic is an ass. Last night we finished our raid slightly early, so and one of our healers, I can't remember who it was, it might have been Kit, said that the healers had the call to arms for non-troll dungeons, non-troll heroics. So a bunch of healers just queued up to see, you know, what we would get and, you know, what we'd get in our satchel of exotic mysteries. So, you know, I queue up. I'm a little bit behind everyone else in the queue because I was doing guild mastery crap. And then, anyway, so I get heroic Deadmines. And
that's a fun one.
I think Featherwind got heroic Deadmines as well. Somebody else got Deadmines. Three people got Stonecore. And I'm just like, oh, wow, I can't believe that I'm stuck in Deadmines. And someone got Shadowfang Keep. And anyway, so like all the healers are chatting amongst each other, you know, oh, man, you know, my tank left, you know, took one look at the instance we were in and then left. And I'm like, hey, you know what? My tank's pretty decent. He's got 212,000 health. And they're like, oh, well, that's pretty good. And then I inspected him. He's got two of the Brewmaster trinkets with 510 stam each. So I'm like, okay, I retract my statement. But
the amount of health he has is a fact. That can't be retracted.
I retracted the fact that I didn't think he was bad. There you go. So anyway, we're going through and Josiah finishes her instance and she gets like a flask of the winds.
Oh boy.
And Lude, who was tanking like his instance, he got like a flask of steel skin. Somebody, I want to say it was Kit or Feather, got the Mulgore pet, so one of the Horde Arch tournament pets, and we're like, okay, well, whoever that was, like, they win, and then I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty much gonna lose, I'm probably gonna get, you know, an amber jewel or something. And someone's like, yeah, you have to get a mount in order to win. And I laughed and I'm like, you know, just this week on the Baby Pally, I tanked through an instance and in my exotic satchel, I got the Reins of the Green Protodrake. So wouldn't it be funny if I got that too? So wouldn't you know it, at the end of the run, that's exactly what I got. The Reins of the Green Protodrake. I have it now on three tunes.
A horrible person.
And I've never bought an egg.
You're a terrible person.
I am a terrible person.
Who deserves not to be living.
And
that
I'm going straight to hell.
Elta tank, buddy.
Or heal.
I have no words.
Yeah, so that was my addendum.
You can send those packages to your other tunes, right? Before you open them?
Yes.
So I could actually like tank on the Death Knight and then just send them over to Magic.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'd consider it if I started caring.
It sounds like you care already. Huh? It sounds like you care already.
That's such a great Protodrake. I love Protodrakes.
The green one? Yeah, it's okay. I'm kind of bored with it now, considering I've got it on three tunes.
That's all I hear. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's it.
Wah, wah, wah.
Ridiculous.
So, into hot fixes, of which there are none.
Man, that's boring.
It is. The only real interesting news is that there was sort of a false alarm last week where...
Oh, I remember that. That brief stint of the apocalypse is coming next week.
I basically panicked.
Yeah, way to go on that one.
I Yeah, I basically panicked. It was announced that season 10 was going to end as early as November 15th, which is tomorrow. Code Kermit is right. Kern went Code Kermit.
Oh, yeah.
But then Bashyak, like a day or so later, said that season 10 ending November 29th, interpret that as you will with the hashtag indirect patch release date announcements.
Hooray.
Yeah. So it means that November 29th is a possible release date, or December 6th, which is possibly more likely. I'm not really sure if they always end the season when the patch comes out, or and we have the sort of empty week then, or the empty week after the patch. I can never remember.
I don't know. It's pretty consistently then.
That's helpful.
It? Yeah, I know.
Then, before or after, like around then.
I think before.
So, yeah, so if that's the case, if we have the dead week before, then the patch will drop around the 6th of December. And that's about it for news. As to listener submissions, yo, come on. We got none.
I know, right?
It's sad.
It is. That's upsetting.
Why are you folks making us sad?
Making Kern a sad panda.
Sad Moose.
No.
Sad Moose is totally taking off, by the way. It's awesome.
It's not. It
sad
never
moose
will.
For the win.
It's terrible. Sad and it will
moose.
Never work.
Sad Moose. Tweet us with
just
Sad Moose as a hashtag,
is...
and you get a shout out next week.
Oh, don't do that.
Sad Moose.
That's just awful.
Sad Moose.
So terrible.
All right, so
and you were the worst.
What?
Huh?
That and you? Is that what you just said?
No.
I will totally take that.
Okay.
So yeah, no listener submissions. So send us stuff. An audio clip, an email that you want us to read, like anything you like. Ask us questions, what have you. Come
yes,
on, we're
can
open.
Do that.
Yeah.
So we haven't mentioned the questions thing before, but we'd answer
I'll questions. Answer questions, sure.
You be careful with that open statement.
I will answer many questions relating to the World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
It's too late. It's out there already.
So I guess we should move into Slash Raids.
Okay, then. You talk about it. I always talk about it. And I always start it with the same freaking thing. Guess what we did this week?
We killed heroic bosses in the Firelands.
Whoa.
Shocker.
Yep.
So we went in and we took a bunch of these new people who applied to the guild and got a trial with the guild, and we put them through their paces. We took them to heroic modes, and there were a couple of not so smooth attempts here and there on various bosses, but we did end up going 6 of 7 heroic and repeating our Balrog kill, which thank God, because that was... I was not looking forward to that, but we did it just fine in the end.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I mean, it took a few tries, but we definitely got there.
That's all right.
Yeah, especially with new people in there. So, congrats to all those who got their various heroic kill achievements. Went on and did Domo, no issue. Called the raid a little bit early on Thursday.
Wonderful.
And then Sunday, we went in and we played with Heroic Ragnaros.
I think it was like a half hour early on Thursday.
Yeah, it wasn't really early.
No.
But I mean, it was still significantly early. Like two points. I mean, that
I
still
so.
Allows for 11 Balrog wipes. But
true.
But yeah, so then on Sunday we went in and we played with Heroic Ragnaros, 14 pulls on him. So that brings our total to 35 pulls on Heroic Ragnaros. Only 350 some to go.
Yes. No.
we'll talk more about Heroic Ragnaros in our general chat segment.
Yeah.
But then we swapped it to normal at about, I guess, what, like 11 o'clock or so?
It's like 11:10, I think.
Yeah, and we got normal rag down with 4 healers, which is a first for us.
He died relatively quickly.
He did. We shaved like 30 seconds off our best kill.
So we have 3 healers next time, right?
Okay, don't give the healers ideas. I mean, they're already talking about it, and I'm like, I don't even know.
Two healers?
No, stop
that.
What
do you mean no? Why not two healers? That sounds possible.
Are you kidding me? Two healing a 25-man encounter?
Yeah, and you're one of them.
No. No. I would sit myself for that. Thank you very kindly.
You've got it. Don't whine. Come on.
No. Anyway, so 35 pulls on her rag, normal rag down. So another week of Firelands clear, 6-7 heroic. What's happening in the next 2 weeks is very interesting because we will not be killing heroic bosses in the Firelands.
My God. You don't say.
We will be doing normal bosses and achievements.
Hooray!
For glory of the Firelands Raider.
Although, how many... I guess any more, since we started doing heroic, a lot of people wouldn't have the Balrog one, but I thought a lot of people have that already.
Yeah, so I've asked people in the guild to definitely let us know if they're missing Share the Pain, because we can still go ahead and do heroic Balrog and heroic Domo, even if we do the other four on normal.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, I mean, you don't need Domo on normal to do the achievement there, you just don't screw up the fire on your way there.
Orbs.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
There you go. You just don't get hit by Kneel to the Flame, is it called?
Yep.
What an awesome name for a spell.
I know, right?
I wish I had a spell like that.
Yep. You don't.
I don't.
Nope.
Neither do you.
I never said I did. Nor do I want to. So, you know,
really?
I'll live.
You don't want something called Kneel to the Flame?
It's all right.
Come on now.
Cast fire things now and again.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it would be nice.
It's unnecessary.
Well,
it would mean that your damage is avoidable.
Right, but when are the NPCs actually going to kneel to your flame?
You set kneel... Oh, I was thinking more PvP. You set kneel for after all of your spell effects. So,
interesting.
Cast Arcane Blast and then kneel. It would lead to a lot of spam, but depending on how devastating the attack is.
Magic Marine kneels to the PvP player who has him targeted.
Yeah, exactly. Or vice versa. Anyway. Yeah, enough about that.
Yeah,
makes
so
no sense.
We're going to go on and do achievements next week. We're going to do things on normal just to make sure that we get them. So we're going to aim for Shanox with the bucket list. We're going to aim for Death from Above on Beth Talak, which means killing drones only up on the web. Which should be interesting.
And,
but you know what that means?
What?
The most exciting thing?
What?
I don't have to pop broodlings.
Oh, it does. That's right. That means I don't have
That's
to pop broodlings.
Fantastic. Guess what, buddy? You're going upstairs.
Oh, good. There's a big spider up there or something.
Yeah. Let's see. It also means...
Oh, don't talk about this next one.
No. I'll save that for last.
Oh, okay.
Not an ambi-turner. So where we're constantly turning Ryloth right.
Do you know the reference?
Can
you name it?
No.
That's depressing. So how can you even say sort of?
Because I've heard people refer to it without outright saying it.
Okay, and they're referring
so what's
to the
reference?
Fact that this person only can turn one direction. He's not an ambi-turner. And has
what
afflicted him
that?
Throughout his modeling life.
His modeling life?
Yes. It afflicts Derek Zoolander.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
You see, you haven't even seen that.
I've seen parts of Zoolander.
Yeah, you have not seen the whole thing. And thus,
no, and
any,
I will not.
No,
I can't,
and see, there you
I
go. Any discussion of it
Siller.
By you is false. Because you haven't seen the whole thing.
Fine. So that's not an ambi-turner. And that's Ryloth, and that shouldn't be too difficult because we kind of kick ass at that fight now because Takari is awesome. And so are the rest of us, but Takari's awesome.
He does the calls. I assume that's what you are assuming everybody knows.
Yes, he does do our calls, but I imagine that his calls on this one will be pretty easy. Right?
Right. Yeah, well...
Hard right!
Hopefully, that's what it's going to be, is... Although, I wonder if you could just spin him in circles the whole time and DPS him.
I think we probably could.
Just put everybody on the right leg and be done with it.
Yeah. Let's see how that goes.
That'd be really funny.
And then it's going to be time for do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll!
And that's going to suck.
You know
that
reference,
is going
I assume.
To... I know of the ruffling.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever typed it in Google?
Yes, it has flipped it for me.
That was the big thing a couple weeks ago, actually.
Yes, it was. Yep. And I got tired of seeing it on all the websites that I frequent. Say, hey, have you tried this? Yes. Go away. Die.
Oh, but it's funny.
But yeah, do a barrel roll is going to suck. Basically, you can't take any environmental damage.
Nice.
So you can't eat lava spew. You can't hit tornadoes. You can't hit brush fires. And if you're flying, you can't hit incendiary clouds. So we have now killed Alyssrazor. I'm thinking somewhere in the realm of 14 or 15, possibly more times. And we have never gotten any of those.
That doesn't sound good.
That's why we're going to do it on normal. We're going to attempt to zerg it and see how that goes.
As in
burn the living crap out of her, survive through just one ground phase, and then when she lands, just blast her.
So are we going to send a bunch of people up top, or?
No, because of the incendiary clouds, right? And then, like, falling to their death and stuff. No, so I'm going to send up 5 people, maybe 6, and then, just pray that we don't have to restart the encounter several times. I may also do a sacrificial lamb process.
Oh, good.
Where I'll have people.
I'm definitely always a part of those.
Yes, you are. Where I'm going to have specific people dropping flares, like the raid markers, on the ground on the safe side of where a tornado spawns. So if you see a tornado spawning, like, right in front of you, and you know it's going to go left, then you drop a flare to the right of that tornado and such. So then we, like, just maintain the flares and we go in, and next time everybody knows that right there is the safe spot for a tornado.
Huh.
Yes.
I think, is there any better way to do that?
Probably not, unless it's just, well, watch where you're standing and don't get clipped. Which, as we know, doesn't actually work.
Doesn't work
for
consistently.
Anybody. For anyone. I mean, it's not just us. I mean, in a 25-man group, there is always someone who's going to lag out or is going to have a problem gauging where the tornado is actually going to be when it goes active and stuff like that. So that should be fun. That's what we're going to do this upcoming raid week. I can't remember what new members I've already welcomed on the show.
Wow. Check your memory there.
I feel like a bad person. So welcome to Sarath. Who is a Shadow Priest for us. Welcome to Sporik, who is Mark's Hunter for us. Welcome to Mihiro, who's an Enhancement Shaman. And Sturm, who is a DPS Warrior. I think, is that all?
I believe so.
I always feel bad when I forget somebody.
That's reasonable.
Well, I think so. I think that's kind of sad, you know, if the GM has forgotten about you. But Sporik, Sarath, Mihiro, Sturmix. Yeah, no, that's it for new recruits for the moment.
Yeah.
Waiting on logs from Elemental Shaman. We have 2 Ali Shami apps, neither one of which have recent logs, so we're waiting on that. But yeah, so we are looking for a Rhett Pally and possibly another hunter. And definitely an elemental shaman. And hey, if you have a World of Logs purse in the Firelands, app now and link us that log and you will almost certainly get an interview.
Oh, wow.
Because these guys, it's been like a week and they haven't, you know, submitted logs yet. So I'm getting impatient.
Yes. Well, you went into that a bunch on your blog, if I remember correctly.
Yes, I did, and I actually got linked from a WoW Insider.
Oh, really?
It's the importance of having a parse in your guild application.
Hmm.
Cool. So, hey, you know what? I will link that here at blessingoffrost.com, so you all get to read it.
Hooray.
If you want, which you probably don't, and that's okay. Maybe you already have. That is a distinct possibility.
Yep.
Exactly.
Alrighty then. I am done discussing your blog for now.
Aww.
Because I think we do that often enough. We should we should move into general chat.
Whoosh, whoosh. General chat?
Which is about something where we've had not as much experience as other guilds, but our fair, I wouldn't even say fair share compared to what I've heard other people.
Hell no.
Which is heroic Ragnaros. Yes. And I don't think we're going to, I mean, maybe we'll mention the abilities, but not really, like, go into the fight, but more the idea of the fight.
The concept, if you will.
The concept of the fight. We'll take this above and beyond the fight.
We will take you outside of the fight.
We will attempt to be as pretentious as possible about the fight.
We will speak in the royal we.
Oh, boy. Let's take a step back before we jump in here. All right, bring it in.
Before we jump in here.
No.
We're already doing it.
This is horrendous. No, we aren't.
Yes, we are.
No, shut up. All right. So, after doing Heroic Rag a few times and reading about it more than a few times on various blogs, we figured
What? Okay. First, just a point of information.
Yes.
Not after doing Heroic Rag a few times, because no matter how you want to take that phrase, we have not successfully defeated Rag
I'm suggesting.
Just so we're clear.
Yeah, but if someone said to you, I have fought Heroic Rag, would you believe that they have killed him or that they are just attempting him?
I would attempt to clarify. I would say, how many wipes did it take you? Or, basically I would ask that question. And then if they said like less than 150, I would laugh at them.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Well, it's true, though.
What is wrong with you? Well, okay. So, here's...
A lot.
Let's well, clearly. Let's sort of qualify this a little bit. How many guilds in the world have killed Heroic Ragnaros?
Why do you ask me this when I don't have stats up?
Well, because you know where to get the stats very quickly.
I insert Jeopardy music here.
Don't actually do it, though. I don't know if that's legal.
Heroic Ragnaros... Total guilds killed 1,153. Of those, 258 are 25 men.
258.
258 are 25 men, and 885 are 10 men.
That's a very small number compared to the number of guilds that raid.
Would you like to know the total number of guilds that have killed regular Shannox?
Sure.
47,084.
47,000. And it was 1,000 guilds?
That have done Heroic Rag, 1,153.
That's ridiculous.
I'm going to do math here.
147.
Beware. Essentially.
So, that's what? Just under 2%? Or over 2%?
I was going to get a little more specific. So, 1,153 divided by 47,000... And 84, and that's 2.448815%.
See, is it just me, or is that a very small percentage to what it should be?
That's a small percentage.
So I guess that brings up the question, is Heroic Ragnaros tuned, not tuned enough, or overtuned?
I would have to say that I believe... after having wiped on him a mere 35 times.
Which is literal. That's not being like, pretentious. Literally. That's like, that 35 is mere compared to some of the horror stories that are the current, you know, rag attempts. But continue.
Our listeners may remember Baru, Baruthiel of Monolith on the Lane server, also of the blog Falling Leaves and Wings. She and her yield just downed Heroic Rag the other week. 388 wipes.
388. 10 times our attempts.
Pulls, rather, not wipes.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Anyway, as you were saying.
So, our 35, you know, with my 35 wipes under my belt, which I will take proudly. I would have to say that it's overtuned for this point of the expansion.
And why is that?
See, I think that we should be able to look at a fight and sort of have a chance in hell of downing it, if that makes sense, within the time constraints of the patch cycle.
So it's not impossible, though. I mean,
nope.
2.5% of guilds have done it. So
yes.
The question is were we not fast enough previously to be making sure we're on 300 attempts? And I think that's a valid possibility.
Absolutely. And we wouldn't have even been this close if not for the nerfs. We would not have been 6 of 7 yet if not for the nerfs.
So, but then that brings to light sort of another question in which we're saying, well, these nerfs were too much. The content's too easy. But then we hit content that isn't too easy. And are we really believing that it's overtuned? Or is it just as hard as the bosses used to be?
I think it's an awkward point of the expansion to introduce a boss that is so far and beyond what difficulty is already seen in the instance. I mean, a lot of the time in Wrath of the Lich King, which I know you didn't really raid for, if you were 11 of 12 hard modes, you were considered a good raider. And if you got Lich King down, you were considered like, wow, you know your stuff, you know what you're doing, particularly on 25 man. So it was like the Lich King was like the real sticking point. You could argue that Anubarak on Heroic was also a sticking point, but a lot of guilds still managed to get him down. Granted, it took crazy amounts of planning and a really specific gear set for your off tank. And you know, you would generally go in with fewer healers, etc. But it was doable. I never got it, but it seems like more than 2.5% of all guilds who were raiding got Heroic or Anubarak, even at least on 10 man, if not 25. And we're not seeing that here. We're seeing a ridiculously low number of guilds defeating Heroic Ragnaros, and it's only the second raid instance in this expansion.
So the other question would have been, and unfortunately it probably would take a little bit longer to find the statistics on this one, is how many people killed him before there were drastic nerfs to him as well?
Killed, yes, Rag?
On Heroic.
It was like 100 or some. Like I have... I wish I could remember. I definitely had that number pre-nerf. It was like 100 and some.
I mean, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. 100 out of,
yeah,
out of 30, we said, how many was it?
It was like 30,000.
30,000,
yeah.
Raiding guilds, 100.
100.
100 guilds. Like, that sounds, yeah, that sounds wrong.
It does. And you've got to figure, like, what really is the ultimate goal here? Do you want to kill the boss, like, to finish the instance? Do you want to kill the boss for the extra loot? Do you want to kill the boss for the, you know, for the achievements? Like, why do you want to kill the boss? What do we feel should be the ultimate goal of killing the final boss of an instance? I think that's what it boils down to. So should it be achievable by anyone who puts their mind to it? Or should it be reserved for the Vodkas and Paragons of the world?
Well, clearly it seems to be mostly the latter at this point.
Well, right now, for Heroic Ragnaros, for sure, absolutely. Whereas Anubarak on Heroic was not as difficult, but was still very challenging. But I would dare say that more than 2.5% of the raiding population killed him.
Right.
And I'm not sure about Heroic Lich King. I would say that it's probably, these are my numbers that I'm guessing, probably 5 to 10% of the raiding population got him on Heroic while content was relevant before 4.0 dropped. But it's just sort of astounding to see that an end boss so early, so to speak, in the expansion is so, not impossible, but so rough. I mean, you're averaging anywhere between 350 to 450 wipes on this guy, this one boss.
And it's not...
It's very easy to see why, too. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the question is it that you're trying to master mechanics over that period of time, or is it just you mess up on one mechanic that you've already mastered and that's the end, or?
Well, I think that there's sort of both of those aspects working against any raid team because, okay, having done normal Ragnaros, eight, nine, ten times, something like that now, and having learned normal Ragnaros, which took, 50 attempts or something, having done all that, I now know how to do phase one. And phase one on heroic is very similar to phase one on normal. The only difference is that you're not popping magma traps every time they come up. So, but like, as soon as your debuff wears off, you pop another magma trap and you're good. But I know that part of the issues that we've seen is, you know, people accidentally getting bumped into a trap by the Wrath of Ragnaros because they're not too far away. People are dying to lava waves, which is ridiculous because, you know, lava waves exist on normal too. And people, so those are the main issues that we're having in phase one on heroic. And so we're not even always getting to the first transition, which is where things really start to screw with your mind. So if you can like last the 3 or so minutes in phase one without having any issues, then I would say that, you know, the mechanics aren't really an issue at that point. I would say that the mechanics really start to screw with you in the first transition and in the second phase especially. And then from there, then you have to deal with the third phase. Well, second transition, then the third phase, and then the fourth phase. And I think that one of the major issues I've seen is that a lot of people are like, I don't understand, you know, why we have to do a 12-minute fight just to get, like, 8 seconds in our next progression phase. Like, that's apparently an issue.
Yeah, well, I believe that.
Yeah.
So, it's...
I mean, it's just such a long fight.
Yeah, especially when you're, quote-unquote, making progression, and then your progression means that you get... The more you progress, the less attempts you get in a night.
Yes. That's true. I mean, like, our wipes are averaging, like, 3 to 4 minutes in duration. Like, I think it's pretty consistent that we're dying at the 3-minute 43-second mark or something like that, which is, yes, when the first Molten Elementals come out and decide to just devastate us in a variety of manners. If you are getting into, like, Phase 4, which is ultimately one of the more difficult phases of Heroic Ragnaros, then, you know, you're spending upwards of 10 minutes on every single attempt. And, you know, that's assuming that nobody dies to lava waves. That's assuming that you get a hold of your Molten Elementals. That's assuming you don't die to World in Flames. That's assuming all of this stuff, you know, that you can even get to phase four. And then once you've gotten there, then you are in trouble. So, you know, I can see why this is such a draining fight for people. I mean, to spend 10 minutes and then get like 8 seconds in your progression phase and then have to do it all over again. And then you're consistently spending less, like more time in the actual fight, but you're doing less attempts per night. I mean, you can go from doing like 50 attempts in a week to doing like 20, 15.
Yeah. It's not even that that's a negative. That's just the way the progression of the fight is. Like, that's the way it has to happen. And then don't even put in the fact that one of those attempts where someone, for some godforsaken reason, you know, pops a trap early, or, you know, someone gets caught unexpectedly by a lava elemental and you just have to start the whole thing over. When you're, you know, mainly making your progression in the third or fourth phase, it's just, it could drive you crazy.
And I can see why people, you know, just throw in the towel, or why people are intimidated of the fight and don't even really want to take a shot at it anyway. I mean, we have almost certainly, based on Bashiok's news about the end of Season 10, we have less than a month until 4.3 hits. And when 4.3 hits, the Dragon Soul hits. Or Demon Soul? Dragon Soul.
I don't
even know the name of the
Demon
raid.
Demon Souls is a new game that just came out, but that's okay.
Okay, so the Dragon Soul. So 4.3. And, you know, it's pretty clear that even if our guild spends every single night between now and then on Heroic Ragnaros, we will not hit 350 some attempts. Like, if we're lucky, we'll hit, you know, 150 or so. And I don't even know where we would be at 150 attempts. We might be in phase two. We might be in phase three. I honestly don't know. So people in our guild have been, you know, questioning, you know, is this a good use of our time, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, calm down. We've spent literally two nights with Heroic Ragnaros. That's probably all we will spend on him. And not even two full nights. And, you know, just know that we cleared the Firelands to the point where we could pull him. And that's something that we should all, you know, not be grateful for, but be proud of, you know? You know, like, being able to face the final boss of the instance in his most powerful form is something of which to be proud. That said, you know, I wasn't going to let Ragnaros, like, just be able to be spawned and not, you know, die hideously to him. I think that that's my right that I've earned.
It's disappointing to me that this ends up being looked at not so much with the proper skill and an attempt going well. I could do this, you know, this coming Sunday. It's, I need to spend 300 attempts on this in order for it to go down, which is consistent. It's not, people don't just get this after, you know, two or three nights of attempts. It's months.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, Baru's guild spent over 2 months on it. Granted, they were still clearing 6 of 7, obviously, because you have to do that in order to spawn him. So they were still gearing up and stuff. But they were clearing that in the first night, in the first half of the first night, eventually, and then spending the rest of their raid schedule on Heroic Ragnaros.
It is
outstanding. It, like, my hat is off anyone who has managed to kill Heroic Ragnaros. And I'm not saying that he's too hard because we're not going to get to that point or anything like that. I'm questioning, and I think Madge is too, like, just the logic of putting such a barrier in place in the middle of raid content. Like, in the middle of the expansion.
And with even with the nerfs that they did to him, it's not like they made it as, you know, accessible. And the worst part about this is I keep coming back and asking myself, saying, well, you know, we complain so much about heroic modes being less heroic, so why now are we complaining about a boss being too hard when nothing else is?
I think it's because you get a feeling of it's possible with the other heroic bosses. I mean, we had heroic heroic Rylith to, you know, sub 20% before the nerfs, and then the nerfs came in and we still spent some time on him that reset, but we did get him down. And but, like, I think that the overall feeling was that we would have gotten him down that reset anyway,
right? And I think that feeling is the idea, is that, okay, well, we're making, you can see your progression. Whereas when you're talking about 350 attempts, it's much harder to see your progression when it takes that long to actually progress.
And then there's the nature of that particular fight where it's, like, mind-numbingly dull for the first 3+ minutes, and then if you're on top of things, you get, you know, your son's taken care of in transition, and then you literally go back and forth and back and forth in phase two, with the elementals and with the world in flames. And then, oh, look, it's another transition, same as the first one, same with the lava scions and everything. This time it's the same as normal. And then you finally get to the new part of the fight. So I think that the overwhelming question for everyone is why now? Like, what? I think that Ragnaros should be a hugely epic fight. Don't get me wrong. I mean, like, he was the first end boss that a lot of people in this game ever really saw. Like, to think that he was a million health back in Molten Core at level 60, that was insane. So I think that he does deserve a really epic, amazing fight, like what they've done. but...
Let me say this, though, and I agree with your epic amazing fight, but you've done the majority of that epic amazing fight already every week for the past X number of weeks. The changes from heroic to standard aren't so huge where, you know, anything is changing drastically with the exception of Phase 4, but A, how many people are seeing that, and B, since you're the one experiencing it, unless you're there, it's literally the same fight, just things, you know, that don't quite go in the same order that they used to.
Yeah, or things hit harder or what have right. you. Or you just have to find a different way to
deal with something.
To deal with a couple of things. Yeah. I mean, I think that it's really a fight where your execution and your strategy needs to be really, really, really sound. Like your strat first, like, has to be exceptionally sound. And then your execution has to be spot on. And if it's not sound and if it's not right on, then you are dead. And you have to start over at, you know, the next pull all over again. It's sort of like one of those encounters where you kind of wish you had a save after every single phase.
Yeah. So you would at least seem like, so you can actually make progression.
Yes. But, like, I mean, obviously that's not how WoW works. And, you know, I again, I'm not calling for nerfs to heroic Ragnaros. I'm just questioning why now. They can't really put him in after Deathwing. You couldn't really have Rag run away for another day and then bring him back in terms of, like, a Sunwell Plateau or a Ruby Sanctum. That really wouldn't work out too well. Like, I think that Ragnaros' story needs to end in this tier because of how they've introduced him in Firelands. And ultimately, you have to have Deathwing be the end boss, the way the Lich King was. But, yeah, I feel like the developers went a little overboard with Rag.
And the problem is that it spreads, like, when one person ends up, when one guild takes that long to do it, it doesn't just start and end there. It shoots out waves to everybody else saying, listen, this is horrible and no one enjoys it and it's not worth your time. And until they get it. I mean, it's never worth your time until they're dead. Let's be honest here. If you never kill heroic Rags and you attempt it for 3 months, you're going to be kind of upset. You're going to feel like that was a pretty big waste of time, because it will have been. Granted, that one attempt that you actually killed, you almost pretty much vindicate yourself. But before then, it's just, it's hell. It's terrible. And other people hear about that, and then they don't want to do it because they know, well, unless you're in for the long haul of 300 attempts, it's probably not going to be worth it to you.
Exactly. But, like, at the same time, it's like, well, you know, you've cleared 6 of 7. What else is there to do? Are you really just going to put him to normal and then kill him on normal or defeat him on normal because you don't kill him and then, like, walk away happy with your week? I mean, when tier 12 was coming out, when 4.2 was getting ready to drop, Apotheosis went fourth, right? Like, we got Heroic Conclave down, we got Heroic Valiona and Thorallion down, and we were working on Heroic ODS. And, like, we went down fighting. We went down fighting. And I don't like the idea that the daunting prospect of Heroic Ragnaros means that some people aren't going down fighting, and that some people are reluctant to go down fighting, because it's like, oh, 100 attempts, we could do that, but where's that really going to get us? What is that going to do for us? It's not like the prospect of a Heroic ODS, where if you work on it for 3 or 4 nights, like straight in a row, hardcore pulling like every 5 minutes or whatever, where you might actually be able to deal with the crazy randomness, seeming randomness of that encounter. It really, 100 attempts on ODS, you might actually get it. 100 attempts on Heroic Rag, you don't even have a chance.
That's exactly the thing, is that you'll probably see your progression on ODS, but you're not going to see your progression on, or maybe you will, maybe you'll see a different phase after 100 attempts of Rags, but it's probably one phase, maybe two, unless you're growing exceptionally better with every attempt, which won't happen, and it hasn't happened, unless you can think of any, you know, study or any guild that has just been like, well, let's step on a heroic rags and look, after even a month, that they're dead. I mean, they would have had to have been, it would have to be with those top tier guilds, like you said.
Exactly, but the top tier guilds represent a very small portion of the overall WoW community. Especially considering that not everybody raids. So you have to take into consideration that now the developers, really, it's all about mixed messages from the devs. They're telling us that they want to open up raiding and they want to make it accessible to everyone. Well, fine. You've done that. Normal modes are pretty, you know, pretty simple. Not too hectic, not too crazy. And then, you know, then they get nerfed along with the heroic modes of this particular tier while the content is still current, which is madness, which hasn't ever really happened before. And then you just, you know, it pushed a bunch of guilds to 6 of 7, us included, without really, I guess, being prepared for heroic Ragnaros. And Heroic Ragnaros' difficulty, while I believe it has changed with the nerfs, has not changed so much that, you know, it's not going to take you 300 pulls easily.
And maybe it is, like you said, the fault of the easier Heroic bosses, that then, if they were as hard, although Rags would have been even harder compared to the Heroic bosses... So maybe if they had only nerfed Rags on Heroic, then it would have made a little bit more sense, because you'd still be hitting the harder Heroics and then leading into a similarly hard Ragnaros. But it just seems totally out of whack.
It seems completely out of proportion, absolutely. And it seems as though with the nerfs to Heroic modes, as well as the normals, it's like the devs sort of waved a little white flag and said, that's our bad. We clearly overtuned this. I mean, that's the message that you have to take away from that. Like, it was overtuned by a substantial amount. So they nerfed everything. And now you've got a bunch of people who have managed to do Heroic Shanox when they might not have, or have pushed to 6 of 7 a lot earlier than they should have, or could have, I should say. And now they're like, well, do we want to bother with Heroic Ragnaros? I mean, to me, that should never be a question. It should never be a question, do we go after the next boss in progression? And that's my beef with this.
Yeah.
Because suddenly there is a question. It's like, well, what's the point? The point, it's there. What's the point of doing any of this? It's there. It's what we do. We're raiders.
But, I don't know. It's what? It's just so, it's so off-putting. And to hear everyone else talk about it, and I mean, the number of blogs that are doing it, or are having a discussion about it, is not small. And it's not like they have small reader bases. So... It's getting out. The word's getting out there, in addition to people just doing it and finding out, oh, well, this is nearly impossible. It's everyone's reading about, well, you know, it's 350, 400 attempts, and, you know, it's never worth it until you can actually down the boss. And, yeah.
And I just disagree with that. I think that as long as there's a progression boss up, I think that you should take swings at it. But obviously you have to, you know, listen to... the people in your guild, and because, I mean, you can't just blindly lead people where they don't want to go. I mean, you sort of have to herd the cats in certain directions at times, but you can't just continually do that and then expect to still have readers.
Well, that's the thing, is that if people don't want to do it, then they're not going to do it, and whether they don't do it here, they don't do it somewhere else, is up to them. So it's you're not, yeah, like you said, if you try and push a boss that no one wants to kill, then you're not going to have anybody to push the boss with.
Exactly. So, I mean, like, and we've gotten a lot of feedback. I've gotten notes from people saying that in our guild, saying that they think it's a waste of time to push Heroic Rag, and that's why we're not pushing Heroic Rag. I mean, we're playing with him a little bit because he's there, But I've also gotten a bunch of feedback from people in the guild saying it's amazing just to be able to pull him. And I never thought in my life that I would be pulling heroic Ragnaros. So thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for having me in the guild. And thank you for doing this. Like, I've had a lot of feedback from both sides. And, you know, if we had more time, then maybe we would actually have to make that tough choice as to whether or not to push him. And I would definitely be in favor of doing so. But we don't have the time. So we're not going to focus on that. But a lot of other guilds weren't in that position. And a lot of guilds have broken over this. A lot of guilds have just not been able to maintain it and not wanted to maintain it and just called it a day at 6 of 7. To me, that sticks in my craw. I'm 4 of 5, 25 man TOGC. I'm 11 of 12, 25 man heroic ICC. And I was 7 of 13, tier 11. And now I'm freaking 6 of 7. It sticks in my craw.
Not the greatest. I don't like that expression.
What, sticks in your craw?
Yeah, that's awkward.
Why?
I don't know. I don't love it. Stop saying it. It's making me feel awkward.
Craw.
Stop that.
All right. So, I guess our question to you guys, and we'd love to hear your feedback on this for our Molly segment, podcast@blessingoffrost.com. What do you think about heroic Ragnaros?
Yes. How are your attempts going, if you're attempting him?
How do you like the
how
regular
How much do you not
fight?
Want to attempt him?
There you go.
Or that.
Yeah, how much do you not want to attempt him? How much do you want to attempt him? How have your regular attempts gone? And if you have any heroic attempts under your belt, by all means, tell us about them. Where do you
Share
die?
Your story.
Molten Elementals is where we die.
Freaking Molten Elementals.
All the time.
They are dicks.
They are. On one of our attempts, someone said we should try to typhoon them. And I'm like, that's not going to work. And Hestia.
That sounds hilarious.
Hestia, Arrested Druid, who went Moonkin for the occasion because you don't bring 8 healers to Heroic Rag. She said, I tried. And I'm quoting here, I think they don't care.
About Typhoon?
Yeah, about Typhoon.
I believe it.
Yeah. So, like, I was, like, practically crying with laughter at that. So thanks, Hestia. I appreciate that that moment of laughter. And, like, honestly, that's how I've gone into all of our Heroic Rag attempts, you know, in good spirits. Like, we're here. We're pulling Heroic Rag. I feel good about myself. Let's just have a good time. Let's see what we can get done. And, so if we don't get a lot done, I'm not crushed. If we do get a lot done, then I'm thrilled. But, you know, like last night was not great for us. We got into phase 2, what, like 3 times on like 14 attempts or something like that.
Something like that.
It was not a banner night.
Well.
But, I mean, it was okay.
Everything was still jovial, though, and you didn't have people really angry or anything like that, and it was still fun joking around. And as long as you can maintain that kind of attitude and that sort of air of enjoying whatever fight you're doing, then you're not going to burn out like a lot of these stories are talking about. Granted, you may also not be pushing it as hard as you could or should, because maybe you do need to yell at people if they're standing in fire waves or that kind of thing. But at the same time, you're going to burn people out way faster than you should if that's the way that you end up running it, especially when I mean we only have how many attempts with
35.
It's tough for me to it would be tough for me to come out and say right now, oh yes, I absolutely think that we're gonna kill Heroic Rag. So doing the attempts and attempting just the fight, I think that the way that we're going about it with the attitude that we are is probably the way to go, because realistically, on a completely realistic standpoint, I don't think that we're going to get him down. So we may as well have some fun while doing the attempts rather than try and yell and be mean and make sure people are always on the top of the game, or else you're going to get yelled at and booted from the raid.
Yeah, I haven't yelled at anybody about lava waves. I haven't yelled about... I mean, I've gotten... not snippy, but... But perhaps snippy. Maybe. Yeah. When it comes to standing far away from traps, because that's just a silly thing. Like, make sure you're 8 yards plus away from traps at all times. Not a big deal. But yeah, people still do that. And so I was getting a little bit snippy last night. I'm like, guys, don't forget, you know, stand 8+ yards away from traps.
Sure, but you're probably not going to like dive and tear people apart on these things because it's not worth the time, to be completely honest. The time that it would take you to do an official sort of log dive and go and point out this thing and the next, it's just not going to help enough. It's Agreed. Not worth your time.
So, you know, I'm okay with letting it slide. I mean, granted, we had a lot of our apps in last night, so I will take the opportunity to look at their performances, not, you know, necessarily how much damage or whatever they did, but to look at to see how familiar they were with the mechanics, and to see if they were constantly eating lava waves. I think actually more frighteningly than not, it was the older people in our guild, the people who have seen more of Rurik Rag.
I for some reason I clipped a fair number, and I do
yes,
not.
Yes, you did.
I have no idea what it was. There was one where I think it hit and killed me, Mabs, and Tia, and all the same wave. And it must have been like a ninja wave or something, because how the hell did it get all three of us at the same time and on the same wave? Because usually, I know I'm pretty good about dodging, but I know they are, you know, pretty good as well. Like, that it seems so random for one wave to knock out three people.
Yeah, it seemed a little awkward
there. Yeah, I don't
know
what it is.
I don't think I ate a wave, or I might have eaten one.
Well, aren't you the coolest person ever?
I am awesome.
Right.
But see, that word, awesome, get used to it.
No.
But like, honestly, I'll look at the logs and I'll look at them and go, okay, so, you know, this person might have an awareness issue. This person might have, you know, a problem moving quickly or something like that. But I'm not going to judge my apps, you know, based entirely on, you know, a night of heroic rag attempts. I don't think that's fair, like remotely fair.
Not
like
quite.
How many times did your particular ad get to the hammer? They're like, who cares? We're not going to... Like Madge said, like we don't have the time to get him down. It's not going to happen.
It's not feasible. So like nitpicking over every little thing on this would just take time, like a lot of time, and not be worth the payoff for the fight, like for fight specific
for us,
right? For fight specific mechanics, for like judging on whether or not, granted. It is helpful to see, you know, who is dodging waves, who isn't. You know, I ate X number of waves, and that's not good, and I need to do better at that. But at the same time, it's not like, well, listen, you eating waves is preventing us from killing heroic Ragnaros. Like, let's be serious for a second here. It's it's not that. It's a whole list of things. Like, not getting
Wait,
past phase
be.
Two.
Yeah, it might be preventing us from seeing more of phase two, which is technically our progression phase right now. And it would have been nice to sort of get a handle on phase two. We never even actually saw World in Flames without most of the raid dead, so that would have been a nice thing to play with.
I think I ice blocked once. I think I saw it.
Oh, I've seen it pop up, but I've mostly been dead at the time.
Okay.
So, but yeah, so honestly, send us your thoughts about Heroic Ragnaros. Do you think that it's a good place in the expansion for a boss of this level of difficulty? Do you think it's too early? Do you think it's too late? Do you think that a boss of this difficulty just shouldn't even be there? So let us know at podcast@blessingoffrost.com. We welcome your audio submissions as well as your text submissions.
Yes. And pictures. You can draw us pictures and we'll put them up. If they don't contain naughty things.
Yeah, if you want to send us a bad MS Paint picture of your interpretation of Heroic Ragnaros, we will put that up on
the
website.
And maybe if you like interpret it through dance as well and put it on YouTube, we could probably link to it as well.
I don't know about that.
No? That seems pretty funny to me.
Maybe.
I'd be amused.
Or if you have a really epic Heroic Ragnaros pull that you have frapsed and you would like to share with the listeners, we will happily link to your YouTube. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I guess that's enough. We've talked about that for a while.
We talked a lot. All right, so some shout-outs. We didn't have any new reviews on iTunes.
Sad panda.
Sad moose.
Oh my god.
Hashtags. Sad moose.
And
do it.
You. This is so ridiculous. It is sad panda. It has always been sad panda, and it will remain sad panda.
Sad moose.
Okay, go ahead.
So, my shoutouts are, once again, to Takari for the Chromie achievement and the Fiery Lords of Sethru's Roost. That was fun. And to Jay and Tia for letting me tag along with my really bad mage through Vortex Pinnacle.
Yep,
and
she is
Stone
terrible.
Court. I am pretty terrible, but I do have to say that being an arcane mage is pretty damn easy. 1-1-1-1-1-1.
Yeah,
Friday,
apparently
the
you don't
11th
really understand
was
what's going
National
on.
Arcane Mage Day, because it's all ones.
That's two for me, by the way.
What's two for you?
Arcane Blast.
Really?
Yes.
What's wrong with you? What's number one?
One is Arcane Missiles. Two has always been my bread and butter spell ever since it was Frostbolt, way back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And number one was your melee.
One was Wand yes. until as recently as... I'd say 5 months ago.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. Let's hear your shout-outs, then.
My shout-out is to Hestia, who has joined the awesome game of League of Legends, and I look forward to more games with you as we continue to play, because it's a lot of fun, and I'm excited. I love playing games with friends.
Hestia, yay. You need to keep up with your quota.
Listen, your quota of League of Legends game. Which is currently unfulfilled. So, get LeBlanc and let's get into a game of Summoner's Rift immediately.
Alrighty, and...
As of whenever you're listening this, PM me, and let's do it.
On to the tip of the week. This week's tip of the week is that Pilgrim's Bounty starts up this Sunday.
God, really?
November 20th.
That's exciting.
It's not required for the meta achievement.
And it does line up with the correct Thanksgiving.
The American Thanksgiving.
Right, like I said.
The American Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know. That's,
but
that's
is
what I said.
Apparently a great way to power level your cooking.
Oh.
I wanted to get that out there because we won't be recording again until next Monday. So I wanted to make sure that you guys were aware of that. That starts on Sunday.
Oh, we totally didn't do a whole podcast on Pilgrim's Bounty.
Yeah, we're not going to either. You know why? Because next week... Episode 42
yeah.
is our one-year anniversary.
Holy crap. That's not good.
1 year. We've taken only 10 weeks off in this entire year.
That's a couple weeks.
And we had the same Thanksgiving arguments last year as well.
What?
So, the same Thanksgiving arguments. That mine is real versus yours, which is fake.
Oh, well, that's like everything with regards to that
yeah.
fake country that you live in. So
the fake thanks.
No
thanks. Magic hates Canada. Sad moose. Tweet it.
Oh,
hashtag sad
that's
moose.
That's so painful. Just stop it. It's like you're harassing my eardrums with your terrible fake Canadian words.
Craw.
Like moose and craw.
Sad
so
moose
strange.
Craw. All right, we'd love to hear your tips of the week. If you have any you'd like to share or any feedback you might have, email us at podcast@blessingandfrost.com. We are obviously still taking bumpers, so be creative. Make us a bumper because we suck at such things. So don't forget, there's Lore Master, Molly, Hotfix, /Raid, Guild Tab, General Chat, Shoutouts, and the tip
of
the week.
I want a drawing of a sad panda ending the life of a sad moose. Get on that immediately. That is what I demand of you, podcast listeners.
And send it all in to podcast@blessingandfrost.com, so let us know what you thought. You can also follow Apotheosis, our guild, Magic, and myself on Twitter. Follow @ApotheosisET, @Magity, and @Kernmoog. Leave comments and reviews and rate us up on iTunes. I guess that brings us to
the end
of our 41st episode.
My gosh, the end.
The end.
Yep.
I'm Kern.
And I'm Magic.
Until next time, stay frosty.
Blessing of Frost is a not-for-profit World of Warcraft podcast by Kern and Magic, copyright 2011. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks to our Gildy Numenal for the use of his voice in our intro, and thanks to you for listening.